Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Crayons and cocktails no longer the butt of a Hollywood joke as...
I believe that his death was accidental.
I think the entire debate that's been going
this
on...
This is a sad case.
My Lord.
Where's my retarded baby?
Burn in hell.
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And this is where truth is our bitch. It's a radio show that goes through the looking glass of this marvelous format called talk radio. And every night we welcome you to the only true, in my opinion, the only true truth. Kind of a radio show that there is. 877-876-PHIL. Our website, philhendryshow.com. Please visit. That is the that is required, because if you don't have access to our website, then you're not you're really not getting the complete story. You're not getting the complete performance. You're not getting the complete canvas of the marvelous masterpiece that is our show. 877-876-PHIL. Minority births are on track to outnumber white births. Plus, sure, you'll get cancer, heart disease, and strokes from smoking a cigarette, but you won't get Parkinson's. At least that's what some research is indicating. We'll give you that story later on in the hour. Here is the story that we're going to be dealing with right now. We have Pastor William Renick on the line with us from Joyful Union Congregation, where tonight they're wrapping up a second series of seminars and just a couple of fundraisers that they've been doing out there for a new youth center at Joyful Union. We're going to talk with the pastor. Minority births on track to outnumber white births. Minorities make up nearly half the children born in the United States, part of a historic trend in which minorities are expected to become the U.S. majority over the next 40 years. In fact, demographers say this year could be the tipping point when the number of babies born to minorities outnumber those babies born to white families. On the line from Joyful Union is Pastor William Renick, and he... obviously, the pastor to a predominantly African-American congregation, looking at this demographic shift in the numbers here in the United States. Is this a spiritual shift as well, Pastor Renick?
Well, you know, Phil, no, it is not a spiritual shift to the extent you're talking. But I wanted to make a request of you very, very briefly, because this story that you are talking about right now is a story that necessitates that I speak directly to African-American people. I speak to black people. And to that end, Phil, I know that you are a good man, but you are not a black man. You're a white man. I know that you are the host of the show, so I can't ask you or tell you what to do, but I would ask you to ask your listeners, your white listeners, if they would please, for the next just couple of minutes, turn the radio to another station or to do something else while I speak directly to my black listeners, to your black listeners, to my black listeners, at least for the next few minutes.
You're asking me to tell my white listeners to just do something else for a few minutes, huh?
If you wouldn't mind, because this is the essence and the meaning of this story for me. The essence and meaning of the story for me has to do with me talking directly to my black, to my black listeners, to your black listeners, and to that end, I can't tell you what to do.
No, I understand that. All right, look, I think they're hearing you. I think that's all the message that you need to send.
All right, let me just say this. I'm speaking out of black people, and you know that what Mr. Henry said, and I've seen that story too, that there are going to be a majority. There's going to be a majority of black people, black birth, by the middle of this century that we have now, the 21st century. Bible tells us that you live on eye by an eye, but the Bible also tells us to turn the other cheek. And the Bible teaches us that Jesus said that to love yourself and to love your fellow man as you love God is the goal of the second covenant, of the new covenant. And so I'd say to black people that even though we'd have a majority, that there would be more black people than white people. I say to all my black brothers and sisters, all African American, and we are African American. See, I put the emphasis on the second part. I don't put the emphasis on the first part. I don't play that African American. No. And more important, African American is what I emphasize. That you and I don't treat the white people the way they treated us. Because the temptation is to get some payback. Temptation is to go to where the old prophet, you know, the Old Testament, which is eye for an eye. Temptation to get eye for an eye. I'm not saying eye for an eye. I'm saying that we show that we are better people, not better than the white man, but we're just better people than what had traditionally shown its face to God. And that we don't treat white people the same way that they treated us. That we don't treat white people with disrespect the way they treated us. But we don't treat white people with slavery. Jim Crow. We don't treat the white man or the white woman with that back of the bus stuff. The blue line on a loan application. Segregation. All that. We don't treat our white brothers and sisters the way they treated us. Because that's nowhere. We're not going to get anywhere. We're not going to make this country a better place. That we show the way, we show what it is to be a human being. We show what it is to be a Christian human being. And that's essentially my message tonight. So
it's a powerful message.
I think it is a very powerful message. But I've been giving, you know, I've been speaking on the Lord. And I've been traveling, I've been speaking on the Lord for so long. You know, I know every message I've got. If you put the Lord in your message, every message is powerful, you know.
No, but I mean, your take on this story of demographics, which some people may think is extremely dry, you've turned this into a social message. You have said to black people, even though we're in the majority in a few years, let's not be as whites were to us. Now, I want to ask you a question.
I'm just saying, we're not going to play that slavery. We're not going to play that Jim Crow. We're going to show that we are better than that, you know.
Let me ask you this. Do you suppose that message of yours... Now, first of all, how likely is it that slavery would even be possible?
Well, look, I don't know. I don't want to get into discussion. What I'm saying is, I ain't saying slavery, but I'm saying that the general disrespect that you can treat another human being with when they are in the minority. I'm not saying you make a law that says it's not legal, you know, for me to tell a white man go to the back of the bus. I'm not saying that. But I say to be disrespectful and walk down the street and look at a white man and say, yeah, you know, now you in it. Now I don't have to get off the sidewalk for you. I'm saying we don't do that. We don't do that, you know. We don't tell them go out and pick cotton. We don't tell them go out and go get yourself a job as shoe shine for. Go get yourself a job as a tap dancer. I'll tell you what you do. Why don't you get me a, work me up a Michael, white Michael Jackson? You know, I'd love to see that. Yeah, I'd love to see that. You know, you not voting on that ain't going to happen. I'd love to see him cook. Why don't you cook me up a white Michael Jackson, you know?
All right, look, but see, this is what I'm saying, Pastor Reddick. Are you saying this is a way to kind of stick it into, you know, kind of...
Stick it in what?
You know, we're going to be better. We're not going to treat you the way you treated us. We're going to have the majority, but you watch, we're way better than you guys.
I'm not that... Why would you get that message?
I don't know. There's no really... I'm not getting that message. I'm just saying... It sounds, you know, let's not treat them the way they treated, you know what I mean?
If you're feeling I'm aiming something, I ain't aiming nothing at you. I'm just saying. I'm saying to black people, we don't treat white people the way they treated us. We're not going to make them. We won't make white people lick the bottom of our shoe, you know, the way that the white man made us. See? We ain't going to make it.
Well, that's what I mean. Lick the bottom of the shoe. it's almost as if you're reminding black people of all of the humiliations down through the ages, down through the centuries, but let's forget about them and be better than that.
Oh, you missed the point.
Well, you're saying let's not, no slavery, no Jim Crow, no tap dancing, no, you know, Michael Jackson, none of that. And we aren't going to have them licking the bottom of our shoes, no shoe shine boy gig. Is that your way of saying that?
There ain't no way of saying nothing, Phil. You know, you're getting real fancy here, and I don't know why. You're trying to get clever, you know. You know what I'm saying?
Pastor Rennie.
No, you're trying to get clever. You know, you're trying to do a... You do it on a... And one of the reasons I love you, Phil, is because you were the... Talk about Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson. You're the Michael Jackson on the radio. You know, you moonwalk it, and you do all that, you know. Get your hair on fire. You have the bald head to prove it. Except you ain't dead. You know, you Michael Jackson, except you ain't dead.
You're Pastor Rennick, the point...
No, but what I'm saying is you're a dancing, spinning white man, you know. And you everything that Michael Jackson was, except you ain't dead. You understand something? I'm not saying anything other than that when black people have the majority in this country... I hope and I ask them not to make white women dress up in that cornrow Aunt Jemima thing, you know, and put the big white grin on and say, goddamn flapjack, you know. Because Betty Crocker. And
all right, hold on for a minute here. I can't hear him. You're going to have to turn wherever he is. It is getting extremely loud. We're talking with Pastor William Rennick, and his essential point being that when black people, when the people of color have the majority in this country, because there are now more minority births than there are white births, he is asking black people to treat white people better than white people treated black people, and show that they are more Christian and superior and so on. 877-876-PHIL. Sounds like a reasonable message to me. But it also sounded to me a little bit as if he was... trying to provoke with it. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Be right back.
Phil Hendry.
Yes!
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Famous Phil Hendry Show every night until 1 o'clock here on the West Coast and 4 a.m. out on the East Coast, all across this country in almost all 50 states now. And we're talking here with Pastor William Rennick from Joyful Union Congregation that is in Bellflower, California. Pastor Rennick, the story here from Associated Press, the numbers are growing of minority births because of immigration in the United States. It has boosted the number of Hispanic women in their prime child-rearing years. Minorities make up 48% of U.S. children born in 2008, according to the latest census. So, according to Kenneth Johnson, who's a sociology professor at the University of New Hampshire, there are now more Hispanic women of prime child-bearing age who tend to have more children than women of other races.
You know, what I think is interesting there, Phil, is that they had to go out and get the, they still went out, got the white man to get his opinion on this, you know.
You find that significant?
Because and again, my message is a message of love. You know, I love that song, I don't know if you know Jimi Hendrix?
Yes, I know Jimi Hendrix, yeah.
You remember the song he did, Message to Love? That's my message to love. You know, my message to love. My message is nothing more than love. But I tell you, that when the black man becomes a majority, because the black man has a loving heart and the black man has a forgiving heart, they ain't going to be all Jim Crow and race relation problem and all this like there was, you know. But I will say, the white man, he going to go down, the white man going to go down waving that white flag and went out and they got themselves a white man to give an opinion, you know.
The doctor, I don't even know if he's white. His name...
What'd you say?
Kenneth Johnson, a sociology professor at the University of New Hampshire.
He's white.
Why do you say that?
Oh, come on! University of New Hampshire sociology professor Kenneth Johnson. That's a white man. There's nothing...
Well, what's wrong with that?
Nothing wrong with that. I didn't say there's anything wrong. I just said the white man going to go down, he's going to go down swinging. You know, he got the hat and everything like that.
But your message is a message of love, huh?
Your message is a message of love, huh? You know, you got to turn everything into a negative.
Well, it sounds to me like it's a little provocational, that's all. 877-876-PHIL. We have to go remote now. And we will go remote to Mobile, Alabama. This is Victoria on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Victoria. You're on with Pastor William
Reddick. Hi, Phil.
Hi.
I just have a comment or two to make about this caller. I am a white Christian woman, and I am all about love. And I appreciate you saying that, Reverend. But my comment to you is that I just got off work. And in my classes that I am going to work in, there are a majority of African-American students and coworkers that I work with. In everyday life and in these classes, I have noticed, you know, if everyone thought like you, that would be wonderful. It would make life a lot easier. But I sense there's entitlement issues with a lot of the black race. I feel like they don't forget about what happened. But they blame us for what our ancestors have done. And I don't think that's fair, because myself, I try to love everyone and try to be nice. And yet there's a lot of African-Americans that will criticize you for your beliefs, or if you don't believe in Barack Obama is a great president. I mean, they just think that, you know, if you don't agree with them, then you're wrong. It's just, it's all about entitlement, and, you know, we owe things. And
I'll give you an idea. Let me give you an idea. I know there are a lot of brothers and sisters who are not educated. They are not educated. They are book educated. They're classroom educated. But they are soul are not educated. Now, what I would say is this. Now, you're going to think what I'm about to say is crazy. But listen to me. I had a guy. This guy told me this is the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. It's going to work. Are you any kind of an actress, Victoria? Can you fool people sometime with play acting what do you call it? April Fool, this kind of thing, you know. Can you do that?
No, actually,
Here's my idea. If you got a white friend that could do this, when you're in this class with these black people, if you can't have yourself or one of your friends fall on the ground and pretend like you're having an epileptic fit, like your hands are shaking and your body, and I don't want to say this, but if you can literally urinate, and I mean that, because what will happen is this. The black people are suddenly thrown off all of that racial mentality they got. Now they see a fellow human being, and you learn real fast how loving those people really are. See, they're all full of attitude. They're talking all big and tough like they Stokely Carmichael and Huey Newton all rolled into one, you know. But all you got to do, and this is going to sound funny, but all you got to do as a white woman is throw yourself on the floor and pee in your pants, literally, and they're going to, man, they'd be looking for Dr. Kildare. You know, they're looking at ER to go get George Clooney, you know. Isn't that funny?
I understand.
What kind of a story? What does that mean?
I had a friend of mine do that, Phil.
You had a white friend do that?
A white friend said, you know, I'm nervous. So they fell on the ground like they were having one of these retard, or I shouldn't say retard, but they were like a retard has a fit. And, oh, man, the black people ran around like they seen a ghost. And the eyeballs bugged out and the hair went up like you've seen a cartoon. And they got that white person all kinds of help.
Go ahead. You were going to ask something, Victoria?
Yes. I would like to add that, yes, we have someone in our class that has, what is it called? Well, they
epilepsy?
Have to have inhalers. They have, not epilepsy.
Oh, I don't know that.
Shortness of breath.
Asthma. It's like asthma or something?
Yeah. Cystic fibrosis.
This young lady had an asthma attack, and I looked at all of the African-American coworkers, and they were laughing and joking. What does that show about love?
She fall on the... Was she trying to hide it? Or did she fall on the ground? And you got to make a show out of it, you know.
My point is, this young lady was black, and they were picking on her.
Oh, well, they don't care, but no, yeah, you're right about that. No, they don't care about that. They don't care. Black people don't care. Look, I went down to Jamaica one time. I asked this brother who's a waiter. I said, I'd like to have myself an orange juice. He looked at me like, oh, hell, I ain't going to wait on you. You black. I'm waiting for a white man to come along. See, no. You got to be white. And if you're white, and excuse me for saying, Victoria, because you're a nice young lady, but if you urinate yourself or something like that, black people will run around. They get a towel.
This sounds goofy to me.
What?
Yeah.
Anyway, Victoria, thank you very much for your call. 877, what do you mean?
What do you mean, what do I? Oh, Phil Henry, the authority on black people, next on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-2. What a load.
Phil Henry.
Epileptic fit, huh?
Yes.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, back with Pastor William Rennick here as we talk about the latest demographic story. It's an interesting story that the majority of Americans, by the middle part of the century, will be people of color. That is Hispanic, as well as African-American. The Caucasian or European-American will be in the minority. You were going to go to a phone call. You were going to say something, Pastor Rennick, about Larry King Show?
Yeah, Phil, Larry King, I know Larry. He's a good man. He had a show on tonight. I was watching this show. He had drug addicts on. These are not drug addicts. They are not people that use drugs anymore. These are all celebrity drug addicts, but they have cleaned up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And looking at these people now, one of them is a Dr. Drew Pinsky. This was a low-lying, crawling dope addict. He was a low, crawling, living in filth, shooting up dope.
Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about Dr. Drew Pinsky.
Dr. Drew Pinsky is not, he's not a junkie. He's on with...
Oh, he's the man that was on with Tom Arnold, that's it. I was going to say, I'm sorry, I thought that he was because it said that they're having drug addicts.
Yeah, Dr. Drew Pinsky is a doctor. What do you mean he's a low-lying, crawling, shooting dope?
I thought he was shooting dope between his toes because there was an article that I had read in a magazine on him being a junk hound, just a fiend. But the point is, they're all white people. You see?
Right.
All white people.
Yeah.
Every last I'm looking at this, Drew, he a Jew. I know that Tom Arnold is a Jew. Mackenzie Phillip, they're all probably a Jew. And then they got Jane Velez Mitchell. She a Jew.
And Jane Velez Mitchell is Jewish?
She said, I don't know, but the point is they're all white. All white! And you know that I could have me some kind of a real good time saying, look at all these white people are junkies. But I ain't going to do that. I ain't going to do that because that's not the heart and the soul of a black man, not the black man that I am. I'm going to say, these are my brothers and sisters. And like Morgan Freeman, you know, and Lean on Me, I said, where are my white children? I want to see my white students. These are my white children. Nobody wanted them either. And that's what I want to say to all the black people tonight. In the middle of the century, when we look around us and we see the white people, I want you to say, these are my white children. No one wants anything to do with them. They were left behind. No one wants to have a thing to do with them. But they are countrymen.
What are you talking about, no one wants to have a thing to do with them?
Like in Lean on Me. Only I know that's not like in that movie, you know.
Well, in the movie Lean on Me, that makes some sense. It's not going to make any sense to say, these are my white children, no one wants to have anything to do with them. They're Americans. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Wanda in Brooklyn, New York. Wanda, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Pastor William Rennick. Go ahead, ma'am.
Yes, Pastor. What's the name of your church and where is it located so I won't go there?
My church is Joyful Union Congregation. It's in Bellflower, California. I'm sorry that you feel that way.
Yes,
did
and
you
I'm,
say you don't,
I'm sorry
you
that
don't
you
want to come to my church.
You sound very ignorant, first of all.
You don't want to come to my... I sound ignorant. You don't want to come to my church.
What's secret is sacred. First of all, even if the blacks become the minority and are the minority... They won't even have the power.
No, I said the majority.
Because they don't
have
the financial backings. They don't have the unity. Never did. Never will. So I don't even know what you're talking about. And before God raised up the black people, they have to
get
themselves together. And as a black person, I can speak on that because we already lost a generation to two between gang banging, violence, drugs, prison. So what position are we going to be in to make anyone our slave?
We got a president of the United States that's a black man. I don't know whether you read any newspaper or not. We got a black man for president of the United States.
This is signifying love. You say it with like...
Yeah, you don't have no love for your own color. You hate your own color.
I have love for my
own color. You get up in the morning,
but the facts are,
you look at your face.
We do not have it together, and we do not even have the financial backing, the institute.
Maybe that's the truth in your world.
Why don't you put some jobs out there in your community for the black people instead of spewing this hate monument?
But you want me to come out with a job? You want me to get more McDonald's jobs? Is that what you want? You want more Burger King jobs? I'll tell you the job we got to get. Young lady like you got to go to school.
That shows your mentality. Why
you want, you want me to put more Burger King jobs?
Wait a minute. Let me just jump in here, please.
Why don't you start a company? Why don't you start a company? Where you going to school? What you doing in your life? How come you ain't a boss?
I'm retired.
How come you not hiring?
I'm retired.
You what? You're retired?
Yes.
Well, that must mean that you got some spare change because you're living on the side of the land. So how about you put some of that money into your community?
You
get some job going.
I do.
What kind of job?
My money around the world between my ties and offering.
The world?
What do you do?
We need it right
you
here in America.
Hate
we need
around
it.
The world. That's the only thing I see you're doing.
You're giving that money to white black Christians. You're giving it to that white nation.
The Spanish people will be in the majority before black people because they know how to stick together. They know how to unify together. They know how to start businesses. And they don't go on national airwaves and worldwide airwaves talking about blacks. They're going to be in the majority and what they're going to do to white people or what not to do to white people. What secret
I'll tell you
is
right
it?
Now,
it's not anything.
Then you better hope the Spaniards
keep it
don't
to yourself,
turn me into a cotton
you
picker again.
Your own community instead of spewing
you're
out
giving all the money to white people.
God bless
all right, well, look,
you because you need
look
prayer.
Folks,
good night.
He's giving the money to them white missionaries. I can't. Give your money to a black churchman instead of a white one.
Okay, 877-876 877.
You're giving it that Africa mission stuff. I know where that goes. That goes to that white man with a beard.
What white man with a beard?
That bull crap on TV.
877-8... Bull crap. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to another phone call. It's Jermaine in Anchorage, Alaska. Go ahead, Jermaine. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Pastor Rennick.
Hey, yeah, my name's Jermaine. I'm a first-time listener, first-time caller. And I just want to say I have no clue where you found this guy, but he is not a reflection on black people in America whatsoever. And I just want to say thank goodness he's not going to be around at the middle of the century when we are a majority, because maybe then we can actually get over all this stuff he's talking about.
I'm talking about getting over it. This is a young man. Let me
tell you what I've heard you're doing, okay? All you're doing is you're saying one thing, but at the end of the time, it's like you're holding your hand up and you're saying, don't talk to me, but your other hand is saying, yeah, talk to me. Because you're saying one thing, but then you're saying you're bringing up a whole other thing, and you are going kind of negative with this, man. You know what I'm saying?
Mr. Hendry said that. Mr. Hendry said that. You buying that?
Wait a minute. Don't hang this on me.
No.
I simply said that it sounded to me, Pastor Rennick, like you were saying, we're not going to do all this bad stuff, as if to say, look
let's
at how bad,
let's bring it
you
up.
Know, the
let's
stuff what?
Are you trying to tell me they didn't put us in?
Let's reopen these old wounds while we're at it. Yeah, we'll use these sly statements. Oh, yeah, let's lick the foot of the white man. Who the hell thinks that, man? I mean, seriously.
I'm saying I don't want you to lick the foot. We don't make them lick our
foot. I'm almost a 30-year-old black man, and I have never thought about licking the foot of any man, let alone a white man's. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah, but you know what? You know
about,
the thing that's
let me, and let me tell you what I think about your
what you doing in Alaska?
Let me tell you what I think of your preaching of love, my friend. Okay, you say, yeah, let's love everybody, but, you got to be a white person for us to love you? What is that, man? Come on.
I'm simply saying, first of all, I got a serious question
about... Did you just forget to say, let's love the white man? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that we got to love
like
the white man special.
We got to love the white man special? What, love the white man more than ourselves?
Is that what you're saying? That sounds like you want to just keep on going about what we're doing. Hey, brother, you're the one
that love the white man more than ourselves.
What does that mean?
That makes a lot of sense, man. Come on, man.
He's up in Alaska. He's up in Alaska, not me. I'm down here. But he's up there with all the white people. And
Wait. Hold on,
actually,
okay?
I'll tell you right
all
now.
All of a sudden,
Alaska,
you know.
Alaska has more mixes of any races than probably any other state in this country, man.
What?
So you can't tell
me
about all white people. I have probably like 15 races in one city. So you can't tell me there's all white people up here, man.
Well, you talk about races. You 15 different tribes of Indians don't make it 15 different races. That's number
one. 15 different kinds of Indians, man. We got everything from Africans. We got Africans, South Americans, Central Americans, Asians, Middle Eastern.
You got
everything over here, man. We got the world community up here, man.
What about Eskimo? What about Eskimo?
And there's
Eskimos. What do you mean Eskimo?
There are Eskimos up here. What's the point?
What's the point? What are you saying? What about Eskimos?
Well, he's talking about they got all kind of races. He'd been in Alaska. I think the first person he would mention would be an Eskimo. But he didn't.
For what?
He went for, You said.
We're talking about the number of races up here.
Exactly.
Eskimo, I said it varies. I got almost every continent represented in this state, man.
Right, exactly. But when I said what kind, I would have thought the first one that would come to your mind would be an Eskimo. But it wasn't.
Why is that? Now, an Eskimo is not even where I'm from. I'm from Alaska. I'm Athabascan. That's South Central Alaskan. Okay?
I'm
in Anchorage, Alaska, the biggest city in Alaska.
Now you just come up with a whole new, you know what, that's about the silliest black bull crap I ever heard in my...
Why are you saying these things about this man?
What does he mean, Athabasca?
He's got no legs to stand on, Phil, that's why he's saying...
No, man,
this gentleman is... He's actually giving me an education on Anchorage, Alaska, and Alaska in general, talking about the multitude of peoples.
Yeah, and then he come up with Athabascan, and that don't sound like some kind of a flavor.
Look it up, man. Look it up on the internet.
Like ice cream.
All that stuff they got on a computer, because I bet you have never looked at one.
Sir, you know, I have never lowered myself to the point where I'm going to name myself after an ice cream like you just did, because you think I'm stupid.
And what are you saying? Costume.
Look it up. He's saying it out for you if you'd like.
Ain't that? Go ahead.
Athabascan.
All right, hold on. Let me
Athabascan, like it sounds.
Okay. I'm looking at it, unless I got the wrong thing. It says here it's a flavor of ice cream.
Get out of here, a flavor of ice cream. We're going to look that up, Jermaine. I appreciate it.
I'm going to show you how to use your iTouch, man. I'm going to need to show you how to use your iPhone or whatever.
I ain't got an iPhone.
I'm
you know
sure
what I got?
Congregation bought it for you. Wink, wink.
I take one gut. You know what? I take a gospel pill every day. That's all I need.
Take a
gospel pill?
All right.
Oh, what's that? Oh, so I'm a you call me a junkie?
I'm saying what this young man said, you ought to get an iPhone, okay? Forget about all this other baloney about flavor of ice cream. Jermaine, thanks so much for your call. It was good to talk with you.
Give me this good talk.
I'm definitely going to listen to your show if you bring jokers on like this, because it's pretty interesting.
You know something? Let me ask you something, young man. You call yourself Athabasca, whatever you want to call yourself. Are you black?
Yes, I am.
Are you black? You are black.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted to know.
I could send you a picture. I look black.
You know, these days, Reverend Pastor Rennick, these days, people are like multiracial. That's how people are identifying themselves now. People on job applications are saying multiracial. They don't want to play anymore this, I'm black, I'm white, I'm half this. People are just simply saying multiracial, you know?
Oh, yeah, real convenient. You know, ever since Obama got elected, we can't say we got a black president. Now we got to say we got a half white president because we don't want to bug all the white people. I take back everything I said.
I've never heard anyone say Obama is the first half-white president until you just said that, man. That's great.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, Jermaine, thanks so much for your call. We appreciate it very much. Thank you. Is he gone?
Yeah, he hung up. Everything.
All right. Well, Pastor William Rennick, that's the first time he's ever hung up on me. He got real tight there, man. He got tight in the jaws over that whole Athabascan thing. Did you look it up?
What?
Athabascan, what the guy was just talking about.
No, I thought Pastor Rennick did.
He didn't look it up.
Yeah, he did.
He said it was an ice cream flavor. No, it isn't. This is something that the guy... Look it up, will you? 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Get to the stories we couldn't get to, which we will get to, and remind you our website at philhendryshow.com will have up Downloadable audio of our show by early tomorrow, and also the video will be in our archive. If you missed the live video feed, you can watch the five-day. We have a five-day video archive, so you can see tonight's show tomorrow. All right, Athabascan, because I got very curious. The last young man who was talking with Pastor Rennick from Anchorage, he is Athabascan. He says he appears to be a black man, but he is of a group of people who came from Asia to across the Bering Strait, or what they called Beringia, 35,000 years ago. Okay, I mean, I'll accept that. You know, anthropologists tell us that the settlements in North America, as far north as Alaska, are 15,000 years, 35,000, I don't know. Maybe they came across and then they went back. I'm getting this from one website that Jace found. They're of the Nadine language group, and they migrated into Alaska, northwest Canada, the subfamilies of the Thingit, the Ayak, and the Honda, who are the current Indians or natives that live there. The Athabascans themselves consider the migration story to be a myth. They consider that they've always been there. There is now evidence the migration across Beringia was in both directions. This website is not scientific. What is this? Four Corners Postcard, 1998. Where'd you find this, bud?
That's about the Athabascan, the Bathabascans.
Get out of here with this. This is a website that has a political or a cultural agenda. I want science. Do you understand what I mean by that?
No.
I don't want some jazz about how, you know, there's evidence that they were there and went back and came back. Let's get some scientific stuff going here, baby. I'm looking at a postcard that looks like they sell it by the side of a road. Okay, 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Hendry Show. Time now for the stories we couldn't get to. In Blair, Nebraska, a 37-year-old woman was accused of putting her 14-year-old behind the wheel of a car because she was too drunk to drive. The woman was arrested on Saturday after Washington County Sheriff deputies stopped a vehicle on U.S. Highway 75 because of erratic driving. Deputies found the woman's 14-year-old son in the driver's seat and two other minors, aged 14 and 17, in the car. The woman was arrested and has been charged with three counts of child neglect and one count of allowing a minor to drive. Oh. In West Cape May, New Jersey, someone is spinning quite a yarn over one New Jersey shore town. An unknown person dubbed the Midnight Knitter by West Cape May residents is covering tree branches and lamp poles with little sweaters under cover of darkness. Mayor Pam Cathern says police are looking into the gorilla needlework, which technically is against the law because it's being done on public property without permission. The mayor and many residents admit they're enthralled by the rainbow of colors that popped up. Resident Susan Longacre takes a walk each morning in Wilbraham Park, where several tree branches and light poles have gotten the treatment. She thinks it's great. Light poles and trees wearing, you know, jackets and sweaters. In Prairie Wind Elementary in Omaha, Nebraska, the students sent to check the weather before recess found something more disrupting to their outdoor playtime than rain. The students spotted one or more people near their building holding what appeared to be guns. The school immediately went into lockdown. Omaha police were called. Police didn't find any suspects or weapons, according to Officer Jacob Betton. But they did find bullets, the soft kind used in Nerf guns. The school near 109th and Ellison returned to normal at 11:10 a.m. Omaha Public Schools spokeswoman Lou Ann Nelson commended the children who issued the alert. They spotted something unusual and they called police. They were Nerf guns. They were Nerf bullets. But you don't know. You don't know. Good job, kids. The price you pay for being romantic, the name of this story, Berlin. A German woman, fearful that a burglar was trying to break into her second-story apartment, called police after she heard someone climbing up to her balcony shortly after midnight. Police discovered the, quote, burglar, end quote, was a man carrying flowers and a bottle of wine who turned out to be the woman's boyfriend, but then arrested him on an outstanding warrant. What a jackball. He was trying to surprise her with the flowers and a bottle of wine, but it all went wrong, said Korbach police spokesman Volker Koenig. He said the man jumped down from the balcony, tried to escape, but was quickly tackled by police. He nevertheless gave the police, who were taking him to jail, the bottle of wine as a gesture of thanks for the friendly treatment after the arrest, Koenig said, noting that, I know you in America, you never let that happen, but our guys, you know, drink on the job. And Aussie PM says Indonesia leader not offended by MP's naps. Australian Prime Minister Kevin Rudd on Thursday insisted Indonesia's president was not offended after reports that an MP, member of parliament, fell asleep during a landmark parliamentary address. Rudd said he did not know whether opposition lawmaker Peter Slipper dozed off during President Susilo Bambang. Oh, man, I don't know this cat's last name, but Washington. His 40-minute speech, he said visiting leaders deserved appropriate respect. This guy was probably trying to memorize his name. What do you think? Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono. Yudhoyono.
Yeah, that's good.
Anyway, the guy fell asleep during the cat's speech. Why? Because he was speaking in Indonesian. Now then.
Really?
No, I don't know, man, but I come up with something there. Well, the world-famous Phil Henry Show is produced by Jason Rance. Our technical director, of course, is Ralph Rodriguez. You can Twitter with us as well, folks, at twitter.com/PhilHenryShow or twitter.com/RealPhilHenry. And, of course, our Facebook page is facebook.com/PhilHenry. Also, our website, philhenryshow.com. Join us again tonight or later on tomorrow morning. And until then, pleasant good morning from El Pacifico.
Phil Henry.